a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Here on the Midnight Rider, hour number two underway here on this Friday night, the 21st of December, 2007. Joining us right now is Lucas Drador. Lucas is an activist, documentary filmmaker out of Austin. He's got a website called, is it theultimateconspiracy.com or just ultimateconspiracy.com, Lucas? Are you there,
What's
Lucas?
Up?
Not much. What's your website again? Is it theultimateconspiracy or... just ultimateconspiracy.com.
Oh, hold on. I'm like in a lot of loud music right now.
All right, well, okay, all right. Tell us about your idea to promote Ron Paul here, Lucas.
Okay, I'm in the clear.
Yeah, you tell him.
All right, Manny, go ahead and cut him off. All right. Tell him to go get some coffee and call back.
Three sheets of the wind.
I know that it's January 5th, and if you go to theultimateconspiracy.com, he's got a really nifty flyer. It's a really cool idea, actually. What it is he's got a banner up there, or a flyer up there that you can print out, and you can do it off of your inkjet. And I suggest you go somewhere where you can get it done with toner. That way it's a lot cheaper and easier for you and easy on the printer. But on January 5th, what he's proposing, and I think it's a great idea, is going around to all these bulletin boards that are on the front of these buildings and bathrooms and on university campuses, and putting these Ron Paul billboards up. And it's like these handyman repairman type ads where at the bottom you can cut it and they can rip off the Ron Paul 2008 and the website information stuff on it to get more informed about Ron Paul. So it's a really cool thing that he's doing. And if you I'm not sure exactly what the YouTube address is, but he's got a really cool video that he spent some time and did a lot of good graphics on that are promoting it. And I'll have that up on IntelStrike.com here tonight after the show, as a matter of fact, because I need to promote it, because it's a great idea and it's something that's so easy
idea.
To do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bailing him out, Doug, and you might be later on. I'm in the clear now. Manny, from now on, answer the phone Alcoholics Anonymous, okay?
Hey, it's Friday night.
Yeah, there's something in that eggnog. Man, there's a lot of something in that eggnog. My word. We got the Young Guns Roundtable going tonight, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes here. Now I need a cup of coffee. I mean, I'm just intoxicated from the call. Oh, my word. Well, we know 6th Street is active tonight in Austin, don't we? All right, back in a minute. If you want to join us and you're sober, 800-313-9443. Manny, sobriety, you got the breathalyzer. Check them when they call. Back in a minute.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're talking about liberty and freedom tonight. Yeah. Plate scanner. What the heck is that? Plate scanner camera. Lobster camera. Does it go bye-bye when you stick her in some water? Boil it a little bit? Does it scream too? I don't know. Lucas, go get some coffee, my friend. I mean, now. Now's the time. You're in the clear. Get the coffee right now. Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's Friday night. It's the weekend before Christmas. Should I be mad at Lucas? I probably should be madder than hello, Lucas, but it was so funny. I can't be.
I just need something to laugh at every once in a while.
Well, you know, I mean, it's that or look at a picture of George W. Bush, and I'll take this any night of the week. John in New York, are you sober?
I'm all jacked up on chocolate.
All junked up with chocolate, huh?
Yeah, that healthy chocolate.
Yeah, hey, well,
I can't sleep
a bunch
now, dadgummit.
Oh, man, I got a bunch of candy here from Carol. So no drinking at your house tonight, no eggnog?
No, just heavy chocolate eating.
Well, excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, okay. Well, I really enjoyed the earlier comments by everybody, and I really enjoyed the guy that called in on that. So that sounds like a good avenue to check for more knowledge.
Yeah, very interesting.
And you're right. You know, I'm thinking, as you tell that to the average American, they're thinking, well, while you're telling it to them, you can see in the top of their head the thing is thinking, should I get big fries or curly fries while you're telling them that stuff? And yeah. So all I can think is these Americans out here are nothing but giant potato pod people. You know, on Greece foods. So, but I went and saw a movie called I Am Legend, and I didn't know too much about it. And then after I watched it, I said, I've seen something like this before. But I was wondering if you guys knew what the title was. Was it that I Am Legend? Does it mean something else other than does it have any Illuminati ties or anything like that, I was wondering.
Lee, you were talking about that the other night a bit.
Yeah, I saw the movie the other day. And actually, that's a remake of this 1971 film called The Omega Man.
Yep.
It's pretty much the same concept, but that was actually based off of a book that I believe was written in the 1930s. I don't know if it has anything to do with the Illuminati or what have you, but I noticed the movie. There's a couple of interesting things in the movie. I noticed one scene, they showed $6 to $7 gas prices.
Yep, saw that.
And that's one thing I noticed, just propaganda and social engineering for high gas prices in the future. And also, during one of the scenes, they talked about how 90% of the world's population was wiped out. And this character in the film, this woman, she says, oh, this is all part of God's plan.
Right. I got
and
both of those.
I just noticed a lot of these weird things in the film. I don't know if the caller felt the same way, but that's what I saw.
Yeah, I saw the same things. I really picked up on when they said the 90% of the people killed right off the bat from this particular strain of stuff that they engineered, and then another percentage had immunity to it, and another percentage were the ones that were feeding on the ones that had the immunity to it. So I feel less patriots are the ones that are in the light, and everybody else is either dying or us or the other type of things. But the that was the movie I saw, and I liked it. It's good and scary, but I wouldn't take any young kids to it, maybe, because it'll give them nightmares. The movie I would take young kids to or rent it is called Peaceful Warrior. And it's all about you know, putting your head around to what you want to do and just doing it to your best ability. So that doesn't have anything to do with chopping or cutting or shooting or anything like that. But it's Peaceful Warrior. That's my 2 cents for the movies for this holiday. Ron Paul, the other night you were interviewing playing his video of it, and I guess it was with that the 1 hour show. Where he was a little bit ambushed about the 911 thing and the guy accusing one of his supporters for threatening his life.
Right.
The other thing I would say about the threatening a life thing is the guy should have told him that there's so many insiders, it could be opposition, you know, the dirty tricks and things like that of Clinton's or whoever. But the other thing is, why would Ron Paul say the government did anything or had anything to do with 911? Because he's a man of law. And he wouldn't accuse anybody of something like that. He would wait till the jury's out. So
I think that's a fairly decent explanation of that as to why he doesn't say anything. And at the same time, I don't, you know, guys, we don't know if he's looked into 9/11 at all, other than what he's seen in the 9/11 commission.
Right.
I mean, I you know, you don't know. Michael, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure whether or not he knows or not, and honestly, I really don't, you know, I'm not concerned with whether or not he knows about 9/11. I'm more concerned with to bringing this country back to a constitutional republic. But the fact is that I would like him to take off the gloves and really address these people, because they're trying to run roughshod all over.
Yeah,
his job right now is to win the election. And, you know, you can't do, you know, have two different jobs right now. And that can be something that can be done later once we have a company, or not a company, but a government that we can get redress of grievances. Right now we can't get redress of grievances, so that's a moot point trying to argue.
Exactly.
Who did it without, you know, the thing going actually in court. The other thing is, you're talking about the chances of getting killed by a terrorist versus drowning in a swimming pool, even if you don't own a swimming pool. And I took it a little bit deeper aspect of that. Your chance of dying in a shower or being killed by an actual terrorist, not a government terrorist, unless it's a government option, waterboarding in the shower. So that's the only time you have to be careful about the shower thing.
Well, that's why this whole thing with this war on terror is absurd. I mean, when you sit down and do a cost-benefit analysis regarding how much money we spent prosecuting the war, how much money has been spent on Homeland Security, which is over $1 trillion, the cost versus the benefits, they don't add up. I mean, even if this threat of terrorism was real, compared to the amount of people that have actually prosecuted successfully, I think that what, you know, the gains out of this are so negligible, it's not worth the money. It's never been worth the money. Lee, what do you think?
Well, sure. I mean, they've got, what, like $15 billion they're spending on this domestic satellite surveillance grid that they're trying to set up, that Secretary Chertoff is trying to set up. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're spending all of this money to catch supposed terrorists. And, you know, I see all this money that we're spending. Well, why haven't we caught Osama bin Laden yet? Considering all the money that we've spent on this, you know, the results of catching all these so-called terrorists, it's been abysmal. So, I mean, the whole thing is just a giant fraud, no matter how you slice it. And,
yeah, because I mean, you're sitting over there. They've offered a $25 million reward. I think they've even doubled that amount to anybody who will roll him over. And you're telling me that an Afghani or a Pakistani that makes $200 a year is not gonna turn this guy in for $25 million? You'd think they'd be standing in line. Hey, we saw him down at the Piggly Wiggly.
Exactly. And you know another thing. Remember Mullah Muhammad Omar? We haven't heard much about him. The supposed Taliban leader. I mean, that guy just fell off the face of the earth. And he was this guy back in 2002 that we were really trying to get. There was a big award for him too, and he just vanished.
Well, he's sitting in Kabul right now with him and Hamid Karzai. They're talking. Karzai, they call him the king of Baghdad or of Kabul because he doesn't have any power outside of Kabul. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. Doug, what are your thoughts about all of this?
Well, I think that it's quite ridiculous. I mean, if you talk about the cost benefit of this war on terror, it definitely we spend billions and billions of dollars and give up almost every freedom and liberty we have to fight Islamofascism, and there's really no results. We don't have we haven't really persecuted anybody of any nature or of any stature as of yet. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, with all of these things like Worldview One, they can look through concrete buildings. I mean, all of this huge military-industrial complex technology. I mean, these guys have robots, for God's sakes. And you're telling me that they can't find bin Laden? But, I mean, George Bush said himself that, you know, he is not interested. He doesn't care where bin Laden is. And, the American people signed on to this war to go into Afghanistan to get bin Laden. That was the idea. And somehow along the way, we were conned into going into Iraq. And we know that's all false now. And so now the only thing that they really have to stand on is the fact that they need to be over there so they don't come over here. And they're not closing the borders. I mean, it's a sham. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's just a way to divert all of the American wealth into the hands of the Carlyle Group and these private military industrial complex contractors that are pretty much run and bought and owned by a lot of blue blood New World Order Anglo-faction elitists. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah, John, anything else you wanted to add?
Just a couple quick things. I think it's very tough to watch the wolf. I guess we're kind of like the wolf that's chasing the roadrunner. We see them sharpening their knives. We see them doing all these things to catch us. We see all these things getting ready for us, and we're pinning all our hopes on Ron Paul. And if that doesn't happen, we know the gas prices are going to not ever come down. We also know the laws aren't going to get any better, but more. And we know we're going to be punished more and more for being meek and mild. So pinning all the hopes on Ron Paul, I think you have to do as a backup is start buying your ammo now because they're trying to make that a short supply. And even if you can't get a weapon because you've been categorized as something, you can make your own out of barrel blanks, pipes, and things like that. And the second thing is I think we should refer to our president to be as Uncle instead of Uncle Sam, as Uncle Ron or Uncle Paul. And just to trade that off, you know, because they already got on RBN Live, they got a picture of him, and he looks really good in that Uncle Sam outfit, but instead we should just co-opt it as Uncle Paul. Vote for my Uncle Paul.
There we go. Thanks, John.
Thanks
I appreciate
a lot.
The call.
Bye-bye.
That's a great one. You know, in where was it? In Poland. During the strikes and things there, with Lech Walesa and some others, they began making their own weapons, and they were taking huge pipes, and they were drilling. Actually, it was solid steel, and they were drilling holes all the way through, and they'd do about 40 of these holes in this like 4-foot strip of pipe or tube, and what they were doing is they were loading bullets in the end of these, and all you had to do was walk by and hit them one at a time with a hammer, and they would go off. So yeah, you can make. I doubt they were very accurate, but man. 40, you get four or five guys pounding that, and then 40 shots going on pretty quick. I mean, it's like a machine gun. Poor man's Gatling gun. We'll be back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider tonight, we're talking with Lee Rogers, Michael Vail, and Doug Owen. It's the Young Guns Roundtable here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast live on the TruthNet Radio Network, on KU Satellite, on micro-broadcast low-power FM stations all across the country. And other AM/FM stations across the country as well. Welcome to the program. Even some low-power AMs starting to crop up now. So welcome to the program. Glad you're with us. And all you micro guys, thank you for all that you do. Makes our job so much easier. The Highway to Heaven, guys. You've got a group of people in Dallas, and Pat Robertson thinks it's a great thing. So evidently he got the vision while he was exercising. That I-35... is supposed to be this highway to holiness or something. They've taken a verse out of Isaiah 35 about a highway of holiness, and they think this is supposed to be I-35, and now they want to go in and root out I guess all of the bad elements along I-35. Lee, you've got an article about this on your website. Talk about that for just a second. We'll get everybody's comments as we go along here. But what are your thoughts about the highway to heaven?
Well, Mike, I covered this one on my show, and first time I saw this clip, well, actually there's a couple of clips, I was just laughing hysterically. I couldn't believe this was actually real. But what you have here is that you have these so-called Christians who believe that Interstate 35 is this holy highway based upon that verse you mentioned in the Bible. And, I mean, coincidentally, Interstate 35 is, of course, the highway that is going to be used as a NAFTA superhighway. This is labeled on Alberta's government website, and the transportation infrastructure website that they have. And NASCO admits to it, and a number of other agencies involved with these North American Union highways they're trying to build. You know, I mean, this is all coming together. And it's just a big coincidence, I suppose, that, okay, well, we're going to have this holy highway on Interstate 35 because it's verse in the Bible, but at the same time, they're trying to expand Interstate 35, and they just want to brainwash people to believe that it's okay to take people's property and expand this highway because it's a holy highway, and expanding it is good because God says it's a holy highway. It's just blatant propaganda, and just the fact that you have this along with the NAFTA highway thing going on, I mean, the coincidence is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most certainly, because I mean, the one of the key things about the expansion of this NAFTA superhighway is you've got this highway, you know, a football field wide, and the only way that you're going to do that is by using eminent domain. In other words, get rid of the bad elements along with the good elements on I-35. And Doug, I mean, this is patently insane. Just on its surface, and it sounds like once again. In the name of religion, you've got people that are essentially trying to sell another bill of goods.
Well, sure, and I live approximately about a mile from this NAFTA superhighway corridor, and I can look at it from my roof, and I've never ever saw anything holy in it. But it's really ridiculous. It just shows how people can misconstrue certain portions of the Bible. I mean, you know, it's just like Romans 13. You can sit there and literally judge and try to break down every word in the Bible. And for that matter, I mean, this is King James's Bible. It's been converted through so many different languages. And to take it to that literal extreme and to go out and actually form this religious cult is what I would call it, to sit there and worship and bless the I-35 corridor is just it's just sickening. I mean, you look at people like Reverend Hagee down there saying that, you know, Jesus isn't the Messiah, and that the Jewish people never had a choice in the Messiah. I mean, we've all heard this propaganda. It's just sad that these well-meaning Christians buy into this garbage.
Yeah, Michael, what do you think there?
Well, I find it funny that you have someone calling the I-35, holy, and they're trying to, you know, basically get the Holy Ghost into the highway, and then you got, you know, Pat Robertson involved, a person who's made so many predictions on the end of the United States and the world at large, and has failed miserably so many times, been wrong so many times, involved in this. It's absolutely ludicrous, because the fact is that the I-35 is the NAFTA superhighway. There will be no new superhighway. The I-35 is the superhighway. And it's just, I find it sort of foolish that they just take a passage of the Bible and try to apply it with no rationale whatsoever.
Yeah, I find that interesting too. But as we're coming up at the break here, I'm going to kind of throw out a little premise for everybody to think about. As it seems like religion in many ways in the country, especially Christianity, is under direct assault as far as what people are being told to believe now, not to believe, what they're using with scripture, where scripture says doesn't say what they're saying it says. We'll talk about that on the other side. Something I found very, very interesting. We'll play this John Hagee clip as well that Doug had kind of alluded to about some of his statements. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Public Broadcasting Network, the name of the program, The Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. And are you looking for answers to what's happening? Well, if you are, call 888-211-1715 and request packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. The number to call again is 888-211-1715. I'll give that to you one more time so you can grab a pen and paper real fast. That is 888-211-1715. You can give them a call during the daylight hours.
and request Packet F. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight here on the Midnight Rider. We've got Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio that's heard every night, weeknights here on the RBN network from 9 to 10 Central Time, and he also has a website called RogueGovernment.com. We've got Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org joining us here. And if you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. All right, the premise that I set up, guys, as we were heading into the break is we're seeing that religion, especially Christianity, and it's there's seemingly just an onslaught of information coming out from people, the authority figures in religion today. People like John Hagee, who's got a new book out that essentially says that Jesus is not the Messiah. You've got the Archbishop of Canterbury saying that Christmas is essentially a legend. The nativity scene never happened. That kind of stuff. That there certainly weren't goats there, and probably not three uncles from the east. Gentlemen, your thoughts about this? Let's start with you, Doug.
Well, you look at that report by KLSA and the preachers using the Romans 13 passages to quell dissidents during times of natural disasters. And this is all coming directly out of the Pentagon. This is straight from NORTHCOM. The fact of the matter is, unfortunately, I'd say most of the organized religions, these 503 type organizations that can't talk about politics in church, are really doing horrible things to the good, well-meaning Christians, and people like Hagee especially just lure people into believing that, you know, for some reason that you can be Christian and this is a Christian church, but we don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I mean, religion has always been used as a control mechanism throughout history. And I was raised Christian. I'm a Methodist. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being Christian, but unfortunately, a lot of these well-meaning people go to the church looking for guidance, and they end up finding Pentagon propaganda and people like Hagee who say that Jesus isn't the Messiah, that we have to support Israel and bring about the rapture. And these people just cheer for death and killing, you know, Palestinians, and think that somehow that supporting Israel is the Christian thing to do. And you just look at what their government's doing. These people get a blanket amnesty on everything they do, from attacking Syria to demonizing Iran. I mean, it's just really ridiculous how far people can just look at these passages and misconstrue the original intent of them. And just, you know, really look around, you know, just, I mean, how can you believe that I-35 is somehow a holy religious symbol and needs to be expanded through the NAFTA highway system, and think that, you know, Jesus wants this? I mean, it's really quite ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Well, here's the clip of a Pastor Hagee hawking his new book. Listen closely to what he has to say.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel. This latest book.
All right, so there's the clip there. And guys, it almost sounds like, in many ways, like this is a setup for this Project Bluebeam that's been bandied about here for a number of years, where essentially this Project Bluebeam is that you'll see these holograms around the world. The Muslims would see Muhammad, Christians would see Jesus, Buddhists would see Buddha, and the like. And then eventually these holograms start to merge together and begin to tell people that all religions are wrong and are the reason for so much strife and evil in our world, and that only a one world religion will solve that. Do you think this type of rhetoric from people like Hagee and the Archbishop of Canterbury is slowly starting to set this type of an event up. Michael, what are your thoughts? You're on the technology end.
Well, when you talk about Project Bluebeam and creating holograms on, depending on, let's say, Hindus, India would see, they got a bunch of gods, they could see Vishnu or whatever have you, and, Indians would see their gods, and it would all sort of mesh together and say the religion is wrong. Sure, that was an official plan, you drafted out by NASA and by other organizations. The fact is that, the Christian organizations, not the people, but the organizations have been bought out. And I mean, even when I talk to Christians these days, and the church used to be a place for people to be shelter and to help people to find out what the hell is going on in this country and to fix it. But now, when you talk to someone and say, "Hey, look how they're taking our rights. Look how they're using these technologies against us," they say, "They look at you with those soft old eyes and say, well, brother, that's just because we're getting close to the time when Jesus will take us all away and no one will be left but the sinners. So just let it happen and it'll just be that much quicker." I mean, really, they believe that, they're going to go straight up to God and the rest of us will be suffering on earth and eventually go to hell. And that's the official propaganda, coming straight out of sitcom.
Lee, what are your thoughts here?
I'm like, there's so many angles I could take this. I mean, one thing I do notice is that in the media, there's a lot of talk about end times prophecy and things like that. And, at first, when I first started getting into all this, I was looking at the Bible, and I was looking at Revelation and look at these things that are in Revelation and then relating it back to what's actually happening. I was like, well, geez, I mean, this stuff kind of ties together. What's going on here? Maybe there is something to it. But the more I started to research it, it almost looks like a lot of this stuff is being intentionally engineered to make people think that we are in the end times. And it ties right in with this Project Bluebeam, as well as all this other stuff that's going on. And not only that, but you also see this stuff with UFOs being put out there in the establishment media. So what could very well happen is if they can't get their world government, their world religion, or whatever they're trying to do via this war on terror and this global warming fraud, next step in this equation is going to be either a false flag UFO attack where they claim that these aliens are invading us, or they're going to break out the Project Bluebeam and claim that's the end times. And that's kind of where I see this whole thing heading.
Yeah, because you wonder, I've had many discussions with people and they say, well, the Lord's on his way and I posed the question to a number of folks. How do we know that the New World Order and the people that are putting these things into place haven't read the back of the book too, and are just going through the motions to make people believe that we are in that certain time frame? And then somebody had also brought up to me an interesting premise too, was that how do we know we're not in the middle of all of it and all this funky stuff is going on, and generations ago was a rapture that's not mentioned or talked about. And we're in the middle of all this evil right now, and I found that piece of that thought there very, very interesting and very, very compelling to possibly take a look at. But it just seems to me like, guys, that religion is just being assaulted from a number of different directions, and I think it's in many ways is it designed to confuse. At the same time, also, like you mentioned, Romans 13, Doug, designed to enslave. You get 25,000 pastors across this country who have been basically bought and paid for by FEMA to dispense this information to their congregations. That if something happens, they're supposed to willingly march themselves to the FEMA camp. I find that to be just absolutely insane. Bill in Idaho, thank you for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Well, bless you, gentlemen. Thank you, Sir Michael. As usual, excellent broadcasting. Excellent. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Bill.
We want to hear more about those little ones and the big time they're going to have with Grandpa. It's Christmas.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy doing that.
But more direct to your roundtable and your leadership in developing this next greatest generation of patriot broadcasting is absolutely absolutely mind-boggling. I just can't imagine the effort and the work that these young gentlemen have gone through to get this all together. I'd point out that it is so very important for the newer people that are listening, their little jaws are on the floor or whatever, listening to the facts falling out of these young gentlemen's mouths, that, you know, they're probably right in the middle of a little cognitive dissonance and inability to really cope. Contract numbers for the 501c3 pastors, rabbis, ministers, priests, whoever, and actual document numbers, you know, would go a long way to amplify the educational process that's going on. But if you get a chance sometime, I wish that one, the other, or all three, the whole team, would ask Mr. Lance on the program. It would be a difficult event, but he goes all the way back to Bear from an intelligence standpoint in the private sector in his triple cross discussion.
Right.
But it would be a warp speed educational event. While he'll be hard pressed to say that it was an inside job, all of his research, all of his documentation, as well as Bear and a number of the other intelligence groups that we're all aware of, are saying that openly presently, even inside their own associations, so that the younger people that are coming on that don't have the experience that you folks do collectively would be able to take the larger dots and be able to close the whole entire matrix of all the corporate entities, which, of course, the church is prime as far as the mind control we're all fighting and praying to win over to our Lord. And I thank
I think, by and large, Bill, I think that's a pretty darn good idea. And I'm already starting to put some ideas for some shows together for 2008. And I think we'll try to work on something along that lines. And I've also got some other people that I'm in communication with that would work just, you know, as well and help connect some of those dots as well. So I appreciate the call. That's an excellent idea.
Well, we're trying to get Mio Ferro to come on the air. She is having a heck of a time attracting the churchianity community in regard to the disaster that is being created for those poor people in Sudan. Anything that can be done with the listening audience and or contacts within intercommunity groups to cause that guest to be on your airwaves to explain the disastrous human cost of individual lives throughout the third and second world that have been perpetuated by the cost of war crimes by war criminals needs to be done immediately.
I agree, and I thank you for calling. We're almost out of time, and so I've got to cut you off there, but Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for your call, and I think it's a good idea. And he brings up a good point, gentlemen, about bringing everybody up to speed. I mean, we have people listening that are at so many different levels in their little journey on this, you know, where, you know, getting everybody up to speed and starting to connect dots for people and doing it in a way where it's informative for everybody and able to, you know, to teach and at the same time, it's kind of a difficult thing to do, but I think it's something maybe we should probably start concentrating on a little bit, basics about what we're talking about, you know, because I know when I came into all this, the vocabulary that was used and bandied about and things that were discussed were really mind-blowing at the time. Doug, did you encounter something similar to that when you kind of awoke?
Well, sure. I mean, people would use terms like hegemonic. And right. I'd be like, oh, you know, what's hegemonic? You know, just a lot of terms that I didn't really catch on to. And I definitely had to turn to a thesaurus. But I think that, that everybody is just at such a different level. I think the first thing, I guess, is a real basic is exposing false flag terrorism and how it's used to control populations, how watering down religion and trying to bring about a one-world religion relates into this, and, of course, the eugenics agendas. I mean, but there is just so much to look at. I mean, you talk about Mideast history. You look at geopolitics. It's really hard to break it down. I think that a lot of the movies like Alex Jones does are great to just bring you up to speed and give you a crash course through it. But it's really hard because I think one of the great things that we do as broadcasters, all of us, is try to bring something different to the show. I mean, Lee, if you want a ram-packed show full of just, you know, informative news and information, you can't go to anybody better. And it just depends on the person. Some people like more banter. Some people like technology. And I think we all kind of have our own niches. But, I mean, every day I just learn how much I really don't know.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing about it. You're going, you go to bed every night going, man, I really am stupid. I wish I knew more. Final segment around the corner here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider, and there's so much that we did not get to talk about tonight, and I mean, there's just so much going on. It's amazing how an afternoon will be a slow, we'll say it's a slow news day. By 10 o'clock that night, there's more going on than you can shake a stick at, and this week and the last couple of weeks have been kind of like that. Day starts out slow and then just really begins to
go rapid fire. And so there's just so much to cover that we didn't get to. Guys, here's a question you're probably not expecting from me. We're coming up for Christmas. And if there was one Christmas wish that you could have for our country, each of you guys take about 30 seconds, what would it be? Lee, let's start with you.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. Jeez, you kind of got me on the spot on that one. But, you know, I'd say definitely Ron Paul as president and restoration of the Constitution. I mean, one of those things. I mean, that's just pretty much the bottom line. I just want our Constitution to be restored. I'm tired of these globalists and these traitors running around our government subverting the Constitution and just basically destroying what we have. I mean, this used to be the greatest country in the world, and now it's descending into tyranny, and it's really sad. So I guess my main wish would be the restoration of the Constitution and, of course, hopefully getting Ron Paul into office.
Michael, how about you? Michael, are you there?
I want people to stand up, people who listen to this radio broadcast and know the truth but don't talk to their friends and family. Stand up. Take your destiny in your own hands, and maybe we can turn this country around.
I think that's a good thought as well. Doug?
I would say world peace, but that's so cliche. Yeah, I just want people to...
Yeah, and you're not Junior Miss South Carolina either.
Exactly. But I definitely want the message of liberty, freedom, and limited government to prevail. And I think that a lot of what we need to do is just realize that you know, human life is precious. And I just wish people would be a lot more personalized. If I could just have some... people actually look at what's going on in the world today and just, you know, have an epiphany and actually care about it. And I think that, you know, I just wish we had a lot more foot soldiers out there. And if I could have anything, all the people that listen to Patriot Radio, like Mike said, I can't think of anything better, just to stand up and definitely get out there and not just be a spectator, but be a leader yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, thanks for being on the show. We've had some great shows with the Young Guns Roundtable. The work that you guys are doing with your websites, your radio shows, it's been my extreme honor to be affiliated with you guys. And I want to wish each and all of you a very Merry Christmas and a splendid new year in 2008. And may you get everything you deserve and some stuff you don't.
You as well, Mike. You as well.
Thank you. And I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. And I appreciate you guys being on the program. And for everybody who's listening tonight, all my love and my thoughts for a happy holiday. If you're traveling, be safe. And, you know, don't try to go too far and on a little bit of sleep. And just slow down. Spend some time with your family and your kids and your grandkids. And just love those around you. That's what this is all about. It doesn't matter what your religion is, what you believe, whether you believe that Christ exists or didn't. It's about love. All of this is about love. This battle that we fight, this information war that we fight is about love. It's about love for our families, love for our fellow man, and love for our country and restoring it. And I just want to wish you... also, the very merriest of Christmases and a happy new year. And Manny, Merry Christmas to you, buddy. And a happy new year to you as well. And we'll see you back here later next week. Everybody find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. I say it every night. That's why we're fighting to save this country. God bless everybody. I love you all. We'll see you.